Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Octopus. BYD collaborate to usher in EV and charging bundle for motorists. BYD has partnered with UK energy supplier Octopus Energy to introduce the Power Pack bundle for electric vehicle drivers in the United Kingdom. This bundle, unveiled at Octopus Energy's Energy Tech Summit, will cost UK drivers just under $375 per month. It will be interesting to see how other companies like Massimo Group, MAMO, view the potential for similar collaborations. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Investor news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. exceeds uranium production estimates at Pinyon Plain Mine in Q2 2025. Energy Fuels Inc. exceeded uranium production estimates at its Pinyon Plain Mine in Arizona in Q2 2025, mining 230,061 pounds of U3-June in June and a quarterly total of 638,700 pounds. CEO Mark S. Chalmers praised Pinyon Plain as one of the highest-grade uranium deposits in U.S. history. The company sold 50,000 pounds in Q2 at $77 per pound and anticipates selling 140,000 pounds in Q3 and 160,000 pounds in Q4 under long-term contracts. Sales for 2026 are projected between 620,000 and 880,000 pounds. Energy Fuels is a U.S.-based critical minerals company focused on uranium, REEs, HMS, vanadium, and medical isotopes, with operations in the Western U.S. and international projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com.
How renewables ensure energy security for countries. As volatility in the global energy sector forces countries to pay higher prices for fossil fuels, pivoting to renewables could help nations fortify themselves against instability. SolarBank Corp. has an opportunity to address the growing need for energy storage as renewable energy uptake surges. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. With a seasoned team, GES serves companies looking to reach a wide audience and enhance brand awareness in the market.
One World Products, Inc. appoints William Rowland as Chief Financial Officer. One World Products, Inc. has appointed William Bill Rowland, CPA, as its new Chief Financial Officer. With decades of experience in financial management and operations, Rowland has a proven track record of driving operational excellence and strategic growth. His background includes leadership roles in both private and public organizations, as well as experience in financial restructuring and expansion strategies across various sectors. Rowland's appointment is expected to strengthen One World's financial operations and support the company's long-term growth goals. As CFO, he will lead financial planning, analysis, and operational strategy as the company continues to scale its automotive initiatives and expand in sustainable materials.
Florida residents get a new roof now and receive free exterior painting just in time for hurricane season. Florida residents can now get a new roof from Mark I Contractors and receive free exterior painting just in time for hurricane season. This limited-time offer includes free tarping and a roof inspection with no deposit required and financing options available. Mark I's roofing systems are built to withstand high winds and harsh conditions, providing homeowners with peace of mind during storm season. With premium materials and expert craftsmanship, customers can fortify their properties while enhancing curb appeal. Book now before the next storm hits by calling 954-408-1532 or visiting Mark One Contractors' website. Protect your home and save thousands with this exclusive offer from Florida's trusted name in roofing.
Author Andre Soares announces release of spy thriller, The Hourglass Network. Acclaimed author, screenwriter, and actor Andre Soares is set to release his latest novel, The Hourglass Network, on July 14, 2025, following a year-long creative hiatus and rebrand. This spy thriller combines espionage, environmental collapse, and high-stakes global intrigue, challenging conventional notions of justice and sacrifice. The novel follows a covert terror cell in a world where enemies wear familiar faces and loyalty is a moving target. Soares' impact as a bold voice in contemporary fiction is evident in this gripping narrative. Perfect for fans of political thrillers, spy novels, and climate fiction, The Hourglass Network is already generating buzz across literary and entertainment circles.
Market announcement. Meet our new climate storyteller. Excel One welcomes Pratibha Chauhan as their first climate storyteller, leading a movement to capture frontline impact through reels, podcasts, and digital narratives. She will report from solar fields, salt mines, and hydro farms, sharing stories of farmers, engineers, and eco-warriors reshaping our planet. Expect podcasts with global thought leaders, viral-ready reels on social media, and a fresh approach to climate storytelling. Through Pratibha's lens, Excel One aims to track hope, resilience, and human grit, transforming ESG into something emotional and culture-shifting. Follow her journey on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook as she brings a new energy to sustainability and social empowerment storytelling. The future of climate is story-led. Welcome to the revolution, Pratibha.
State Roundup. Thousands of suits filed under Child Victims Act. MARC expansion plan revived. Where is Moore heading with BMOR's red line? Over 3,800 lawsuits were filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act before new limits on monetary damages took effect in June, potentially putting taxpayers on the hook for billions in jury awards. Maryland is reviving plans to expand MARC regional rail service despite fiscal struggles. 2 years after revival, the fate of Baltimore's Red Line remains uncertain. Dozens of bills passed in Maryland will become law on July 1st, including energy rebates delayed until August or September. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Montgomery County parents can opt their children out of LGBTQ+ themed books. A felon will be freed to testify against Abrego Garcia while attorneys seek to delay his release. Maryland's real-life Lorax saved the state's Big Tree program from shutdown. Baltimore's tech hub aims to win $70 million, but faces challenges in the Trump era. Baltimore City Council President calls for closer scrutiny of behavioral health crisis response. Millennials now occupy almost half the seats on the Prince George's County Council. Former City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby denies wrongdoing in perjury and mortgage fraud convictions. Spin unveils major fleet overhaul in Baltimore to advance safety, accessibility, and community mobility goals. Spin, a leading micromobility operator, has launched a major fleet upgrade in Baltimore, with over 95% of its fleet now composed of the new C1 model. This move reinforces the city's commitment to innovation, safety, and inclusive transportation access. Spin scooters in Baltimore have logged over 80,000 rides in just the last month, reflecting a surge in adoption. The new C1 scooter features rider-focused upgrades like a lower deck height for better balance, a front-mounted battery design for durability, and a built-in wireless phone charger. These upgrades align with Baltimore's goals of transportation equity and emission reduction, making Spin a key partner in improving sustainable transportation access in the city.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.